So it's my little sister Saskia, her last night in London. She's moving back to France tomorrow morning. So you've been living here for how long?
4 years and about, well, nearly five actually, but yeah, about 4 years, we'll say.
Let's say 4 years. So you've been in London for 4 years. How has it been?
It's been great. It's been amazing. I've started over there by being into photography and moving into wine, into hospitality trade, being beginning a career as a sommelier, and I'm moving back to France for good and to learn that's another step, to learn how to make wine. So I'm just like very satisfied.
So wait, so for our audience, what is a sommelier?
A sommelier is, we tend to call a sommelier in English a wine waiter, which is, I think there is a difference between being a sommelier and being a wine waiter. Wine waiter, in my opinion, is only someone who is serving the wine. A sommelier is got the knowledge and he's gonna explain the guests and his customer exactly where the wines come from and all about the grapes, how it is made, how it's gonna be with the foods, and it's also being in relation with his customer all the time and explaining him. Give him advice if he wants to, how it's going to be with the food. That's actually very simple.
That sounds pretty amazing. It's quite interesting. So tonight we've been actually sampling a few wines at the Cellar Gascon up in Farringdon and at our brother's restaurant in East Side Inn. So we tasted this wine called Tira Blanc. So can you tell us a little bit more about it?
The Tira Blanc is a natural wine. What we call a natural wine is basically a wine made without any sulfites added on the wine. It's a pure reflect of the terroir. It comes from Banyuls, which is one of the oldest winemaking area in France and maybe even in Europe. We used to do the Vin de Metz over there. And it's a very small winemaking area. It's right at the Spanish border in Catalonia. What you've got there in this wine is just something unfiltered with lots of sediment, lots of it tastes like the country where it comes from. It tastes like the orange tree you can find, the clementines, the thyme, the lavenders. There's no lavenders there, right, actually. Olives, lots of olives notes, and it's just amazing. And it's the kind of wine that gives you want to eat with that. It inspires you to go and cook something or to have some meal or to go with it.
What's the name of the producer?
The producer is made by Le Caso de Mayol. Le Caso de Mayol. Which made by a couple, Alain Castex and Gislain. They're just great. I mean,
cool. So that wine was Tira Blanc. You can find it at the Cellar Gascon, the one side of Smithfield's Market.
You can find it at La Trouvaille as well.
At La Trouvaille, which is on Carnaby Street, and at East Side Inn, which is in Farringdon. It's TIRABLANC.
Yep.
So, and now you're going to be learning to make wine then?
Yep. Yeah, I'm about to move back to the south of France first, not far from Banyuls, where the wine we've talked about. And then off to Beaune in Burgundy, which is just surrounded, it's a small town surrounded of vineyards, surrounded of Meursault, Puligny-Montrachet, Chassagne-Montrachet, all those villages which are world known for their wines for a long, long time ago. Used to be made by the monks at the very beginning. Monks didn't bite by anything anyway. I'm not going to tell the whole story of the place. But
did you have a great time in London?
I had a great time in London. A great party. I've met great people. I've learned English.